This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrat strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha and Racine are at the center of the political world for the next couple of days. J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is set to campaign in Kenosha tomorrow. The visit follows Vance's recent appearance in Milwaukee and comes as Vice President Kamala Harris plans a campaign stop in Milwaukee on the same day. To the south, the DNC starts in Chicago today. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a neck-and-neck presidential race in Wisconsin. 3 to 6 foot waves are part of the current warning from the National Weather Service. Lake Michigan's shoreline in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties is under a beach hazard statement through tomorrow afternoon. The hazardous conditions are expected to make swimming extremely risky, with strong currents posing a danger. Officials say to stay out of the water and to avoid areas near piers and breakwalls. A land swap is something on a Racine agenda today. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary to the city. That would allow more time for construction of a new Red Apple at a different site. A Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie were only recently recovered and identified. Bodie, a tail gunner, was just 20 years old when he made the ultimate sacrifice. The ceremony with full military honors will be held September 27th. That's 80 years after being shot down in Europe. The public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery. Crystal Kaiser will be sentenced today. She's the Milwaukee woman who admitted to killing her alleged sex trafficker as a teenager. Kaiser, now 23, pleaded guilty in May to reckless homicide in the 2018 death of Randy Volar, avoiding a potential life sentence. The case had drawn attention to the state's affirmative defense law for trafficking victims, with the state Supreme Court ruling that Kaiser could use the defense. And a Racine County Root River Bridge is getting shut down Wednesday. Drivers are being told to prepare for traffic disruptions as the 38 bridge over the Root River will be closed for 2 days this week. The closure will impact the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive Wednesday and Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their 5th in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.